This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 22nd of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant morning across Israel today. Clear skies are expected in Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa will experience warm temperatures throughout the day, perfect for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports that Hezbollah's rocket fire violates the ceasefire. This comes after an attack on troops in southern Lebanon. That's from JNS, just in. Also, negotiations between Israel and Lebanon are set to resume. Israel plans to cautiously set an ultimatum. This development comes from Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour. President salutes outstanding soldiers at the Independence Day ceremony. Events are underway at the president's residence. According to Israel Hayom, reported moments ago, separately, Iran refuses a longer ceasefire, with the U.S. pointing to Khamenei as the obstacle. Former President Trump commented on Iran's economic collapse. That's from Ynet earlier today. And finally, a Lebanese newspaper editor criticizes Hezbollah and Iran's victory narrative. The editor questions their actions in the Gulf regions. This report is from the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. 24news_en reports that the U.S. Treasury has blacklisted 14 entities to disrupt Iran's missile supply chain. They posted just minutes ago. OSINT613 notes that the IDF confirmed a false alarm regarding an interception near Metula. Posting just now. Al Arabiya Eng highlights that the Trump administration has halted dollar shipments to Iraq. They call for dismantling Iranian-backed militias. This update came moments ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's report on Hezbollah's actions, the military says they struck a rocket launcher after an attack on troops. This violation of the ceasefire escalates tensions in the region. The JNS reports that this could impact ongoing peace efforts. Turning to the diplomatic front, Israel and Lebanon are set for a second round of talks at the U.S. State Department. Israel Hayom notes the cautious approach with an ultimatum in mind. This is a critical step that could shape future relations between the two nations. Meanwhile, the President of Israel honors 120 outstanding IDF soldiers. The Independence Day ceremony celebrates their service across various units. Israel Hayom describes the event as a symbol of national pride and unity. Separately, the U.S. assesses that Iran's leadership is an obstacle to extending the ceasefire. Ynet reveals that economic issues highlighted by Trump add to Iran's challenges. These developments could influence international negotiations and regional stability. And finally, a Lebanese editor voices criticism against Hezbollah and Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports on the editor's questioning of their victory claims. This reflects rising internal debates over regional security strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Zim's CEO Eli Glickman will step down following a major acquisition. CTech reports his resignation comes after Zim's $4.2 billion sale and delisting plans. Separately, the mayor of Kiryat Shmona, Avichai Stern, was removed from a business compensation discussion. Walla Business reports tensions with the Finance Committee over this exclusion. And finally, Italy suspends a defense agreement with Israel. Globe states this is a reaction to Israeli actions in Lebanon impacting Italian assets and soldiers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.